Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. This is Simone. How may I assist you?
I don't know if I just talked to you a little bit ago. I returned something. I was wondering when I'm getting my money.
Alrighty, give me just a second. I can check on that for you. May I have your zip code, please?
92843.
Thank you.
My name is
Matt.
David
Matt.
Kluber.
And what's your name?
David Kluber. K-L-U-B-E-R.
Thank you, Mr. Kluber. For security purposes, could you verify that shipping address?
10361 Dakota Garden Grove, 92843.
All right.
And I have a tracking number that it says it's been delivered.
Alrighty. May I have that tracking number, please?
It's 9505-5147-1701-1095-662170.
Thank you.
The lady I talked to about 5-10 minutes ago said she tracked it and it was still in circulation or whatever, and I just checked it and it says it's been delivered.
Yes. I see it as well on this, and it still says that it's in transit. It hasn't said that it made it just yet. And how are you tracking this package?
I'm tracking it by UPS. United States Postal Service. You go on the computer and check it on there, and it says it's delivered.
Okay, I was just trying to see exactly like how were you going about.
Yeah, if you go to United States Postal Service, it'll have tracking right there, and you just put the tracking number in, it'll show you that it's delivered. I just looked it up right now. It's delivered. It's there.
Alrighty, I do see what. I do see it, that it has delivered. It delivered on the 7th. And
yeah,
because
I sent it the 5th. So that would be right. About right.
Alrighty, well, I will issue you the refund for its products, okay?
How long is that going to take?
I'm about to do it now. It normally takes 3 to 5 business days. Return to your account. Depending on your financial institute, there is a possibility that you could see it before then.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for giving us a call, your customer service.
Thank you.